Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're the weak link in the group.
I know I am. Levi keeps telling me.
Yeah, but he's right.
I know he is.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing.
Get f***ing ready.
Hello and welcome back to On The Sofa, Big Brother Digress. That's good, isn't it?
The what? What have you just said there?
It's the Big Brother Digress, isn't it? That's what we're doing.
The digress?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a word, isn't it?
Yeah, but isn't digress going off the point?
Oh, is it?
The Big Brother, isn't it the Big Brother discussion? I digress, which takes me off the point.
Welcome to the
Big Brother Digress, which we won't be talking about Big Brother. I like it. You've got a bit more confident as the anchor.
I feel like a bell now.
No, it's fine. Let's keep it in. It's a bit Ron Burgundy, but I might be wrong. You might be right. But just explain why we're here.
We're here because we're talking about all things Big Brother, because our co-host, Colson Smith, is currently in the Big Brother house, and he's doing well. He's still there. And we're talking about all the events that unfold. And last night, we had an eviction, didn't we? The second eviction, which was Lauren.
Which was Lauren. She's gone. But there was a lot in there. I feel it's a committed watch now, isn't it? That was an hour and a half. No.
I know exactly what you're thinking, Ben. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about yourself in the Big Brother house, and you're going... Well, we've done this now, yeah. So surely I can leave.
Yeah,
now I'm done.
That's
my
exactly
time's
it. We've all done a game. We've all had a go at saying someone's name, and we've all sat in that chair. So let's all just say we've had a great time. It's changed my life. I love you all. Mate. Bye. I've done a week in a bit. I can't keep doing this. Not rinsing.
Well, Sharon had the right idea, didn't she?
The 5 days in.
So there was the plot twist at the end when Sharon, the lodger, which I always thought was a bit suspicious, because I thought, well, if she's lodging, surely she's leaving early. And the time was up, and I cottoned on. I went, this ep goes on for an extra 15 minutes than what the usual ep goes on eviction night.
So no fooling you, Jen.
I think there's going to be something special at the end, and I'm going to put money on it and say... Sharon's leaving. I actually did think somebody else would take a place, but I was wrong.
She's got the right. Like, she's done the clever thing. She's done the. She's done the little break to. She's done the little sort of holiday break there to the Big Brother house, but got out before everyone's tired and no one's got any clean clothes, and everyone wants to go home. She's got out there after 5 days and go, love you all. It's been amazing. Yeah. I'm literally going home.
And it's a big loss. It's a big loss losing her, because I think they would have wanted to keep her in for the longevity, definitely. And I think it'd have been a double blow if old Lewis got binned.
Lewis had got
binned, well.
But what are the boos? What are the boos there? Oof. It's that bit when the mic goes live.
Yeah.
And over to Jack.
But when I heard them boos, I was panicking. I'm thinking, oh shit, he's gone.
He's gone. Lewis out. That's what they were chanting.
Yeah.
Get him out.
Get Lewis out.
It's funny, isn't it? It's sort of like ancient Rome. It's like the chat, like the audience just get really into it. And then he doesn't. And then they kind of move on. So who have we got? So What happens now? Do they not do another one now, tomorrow? Was this someone go every day?
I don't know. Well, no one knows, do they? It's just whenever Big Brother sort of decides, yeah.
So the big thing to talk about, Phil, Jack, which we're going to have to mention, is in the Olympics, the Kalympics, we've never got singing or dancing. We never had that.
No, we didn't.
And we've had the police station, and now we've pulled in, we've parked at, we parked ourselves at another place, which is the musical. Which I can't see is very strong for Coulson. He was worried.
No, it was... it's two topics that are not his strong suit.
He likes to think he can sing.
He likes it, it doesn't stop him.
No.
Does it? He still gives it beans.
Gives it beans on the podcast, in the car.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. Have that.
But then he was like, oh, shit.
Levi took it off. He didn't know the verse. But to be fair, but... What's fascinating is how it becomes real.
Yeah. What I loved was seeing Lewis not change in the slightest. So he was talking
2005.
To them exactly the same that he's been speaking to them for the past week and a half. Exactly the same. Exactly the same.
It's one long... I wonder if his life is one long X Factor. And what if he goes to the shop and go and gets, I don't know, someone serves him or something and goes, oh, I like it, you're going through to judge's house.
Why did you know when someone was asking him when, I can't remember who it was, but someone went, did you used to pick the songs, you know, for people to sing? And he went, oh, yeah. I know music. I know music, you know. I thought, that's brilliant. It's absolutely
I know
brilliant.
Songs. I know them. I know a few and I pick them. Then he's... proceeded to slag everyone he's ever worked with off, which I find extraordinary.
Yeah,
everyone. Wouldn't you just go? Nah, they were great. Nah, they're good. Nah, they were a laugh. But he just went through everyone.
I find that odd. I find it really odd. Even if, I mean, they might be. You take the higher ground, don't you?
Yeah. They have a great laugh. Great laugh. Even if they're not. It's like going to work and then getting...
When he called Ronan a prick. he was a prick.
It's awful, isn't it? It's like going to work.
And Sharon's trying to shut him up. Yeah. She's going, oh, Lulu, but Lulu. Would you? And he went, no, you're not going to change me.
Yes. It's like no one's trying to change you. Just make you don't slag everyone off you've ever met. Ever.
That's why I feared.
You didn't want him to go, did you?
When the booze, I can't have them gems go. Because if them gems go, what have we got? The ship won't get stirred then. And it needs to. It needs to carry on.
I tell you what, it's tiring. You'd find it tiring, wouldn't you? Do you know what I'd start
Yeah, but doing? I'd love it. It's like watching like Brent, innit? It's like watching... Yeah. Classic, that, it happening.
Yeah, you're right.
And then you just sort... Imagine being stood in kitchen just going, is this a fucking...
Do you know what? I think Coulson's doing that.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, he is.
I think 100%. I think he's gone. Just how we're thinking, Coulson's thinking as well, going, this is gold.
This is fucking...
I'm just going to throw people now.
I bet you any money Coulson has like had to stop people sometimes and go, you know we've been filmed.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be like saying to people.
He's thinking of everyone who's ever been on The X Factor and just go, hey, what were they like? Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone. So there we go. But he's stayed. He's safe for now.
Thank God.
Yeah, we were close there, weren't we?
Keep him in. Audience, please, just think about what you're doing before you're booing.
Yeah.
You should be cheering.
Should be.
You'll be absolutely cheering.
Should we say, keep him in while he takes out the rest of the population. He will move through countries taking people down. He will go back to his early life and take everyone in his family down. But he's just, he can't stop. It's almost like he's got a list of people. He goes through.
Like Slag Tourette's. That's what it is, isn't it?
Awful person. Like, even if he didn't know them. What about Dave, you know, down the road, you know, got that new car?
But awful. He judges everybody, regardless of their profession, on whether they can sing or whether they're talented.
Yes.
Like, Joyner comes in or whatever to fix the kitchen.
Can you sing?
It's like, can she sing?
Can you sing? Yeah. No, what do you mean? No, mate, I'm going to fix your washing machine. Oof. You're going to struggle in this round. It's great, isn't it? It's almost like a fast show character. Everything is the X Factor. Everything. Yeah. I mean, everything. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, you've gone quick there through that tunnel, didn't you? You're going straight through judges' houses. What? You're talking to the gardener. Mm. Oh, brilliant. So he's safe. Coulson, I think Coulson's rock steady here. He's played a good game. I felt for him when he was in the diary room and he was saying...
I'd say Nikita's got a bit lead in the pack though at the minute.
Do you reckon? For the win?
Yeah. Just because... Sharon's sort of like last.
He seems like a nice lad.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, he does.
He seems like a really nice lad.
Went, we're going to have to push you for a name, Sharon. She went, oh, Nikita.
Well, what's that about?
I don't know.
What was that? We're going to push you for a name? Why?
Because it were live and then we're running out of time and they come
and edit. Oh, we had too much time. Just say a name, anything. He got a bit so angry, didn't he? Just say anything, anyone's name, just anyone.
There's no consequences.
There's no consequences, just say it. It was like, I don't think she wants to. No, say it. You don't have to say why. And then
speaking
him.
Of live television, me and you are going on Big Brother tonight, aren't we? That's the shock.
That's a massive shock. And I have to say, I can't quite believe we're doing it.
And I'm not lying, audience, if you're listening to this. Me and Ben are going on that little the ITV2 show that's directly after Big Brother. Me and Ben are going on it tonight. They've asked us to go on, and we've gone, yeah, all right.
Yeah, and then I've regretted it.
Yeah.
I've instantly gone, what are we doing? It's an hour. It's me and you. It's me and you trying to go, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's,
yeah, that was great bit. And you're thinking, what? Yeah, we're on. We are on. I don't think we've ever done anything like this, Jack, ever.
No.
You'd struggle to get us on a show like this.
No, I've done the quizzes. I've done like
you're
the quiz
master. You're fine on that.
Yeah, I'll do all that.
That's your, but I this... don't do any of it.
No.
Quiz
no,
is fine, but we don't talk about, we go on to talk about Corey, but we're not doing the Big Brother. But for our mate Coles to get in the votes...
Yeah.
We're going on. So tune in if you want to see possibly one of the most awkward hours of television.
Yeah, you possibly
have. Yeah, see me and Jack talking loads in the podcast, utterly silent when they ask us about the Big Brother house.
Yeah. And also, while we're on the topic of Coulson, he recorded a little message for us too that he did before he went into the house. So... Henry, can you play that message for us now?
Hello, you two, and everybody listens to On The Sofa. I hope you're not missing me too much. I hope I am having the time of my life. I hope I've not been sat in silence on a sofa for the past 4 days and you've been watching me going, is he all right? I hope I'm actually enjoying myself and getting involved and living my best life in the house. I'll definitely be missing coming in and doing the show. I hope you two are okay without me. I hope there's lots of smooth links and smooth intros, and I hope everything keeps to time, and that you're both keeping the show on the road. Yeah, see you when I'm back.
He's half right. We're keeping the show going, but it's not sticking to times, and the cues and the intros are shite.
Yeah, but I think that's a winning combo.
But that's fine, because that shows that we do miss him.
We do miss him, and we're. And also, technically, we're not deliberately being shite. We just happen to be shite. And he's good at it. So he keeps us there. And amazingly, people are still listening.
Yeah, so that's good.
But I get that. You're watching the show and you're watching some things where there was a lot of crying tonight, wasn't there? Again, washing up, you called.
But Ben, you see, I sat watching it with my girlfriend tonight and she went, oh, I mean, it's blubbering this, and I mean they're all crying and like over what, and I went, yeah, but babe, it I imagine at this point you've been in over a week now,
emotions are high,
and like you said, it's just those three rooms that you're going in. You go into toilet, kitchen, but you're off to bed.
Yeah.
And it's just anything will set you off because you don't know what fucking day it is.
Yeah, good point.
I think it's just that.
Yeah, you've got your nerves are shredded.
Yeah.
And if you want to see two other people's nerves shredded, tune in tonight to watch me and Jack. What's it called? Late and Live.
Wet and Live.
Good night.
Night.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.